Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say thank you for tuning in today. My name is Kevin Wilson, and you are tuned in to the Purpose of a Gentleman podcast. It's been a while, but I am back. Had to get a couple of things straightened out and organized, but I would like to say that I'm back and hopefully better than ever. Today's podcast is pretty much going to got a question for. I've been doing a lot of asking. Well, not a lot, but I've asked several people about this topic. I feel like, you know, it's time to sort of get the understanding of a guy. You know, there's a lot of times we just don't have an understanding. A lot of women don't get a complete understanding. A lot of guys don't have a good understanding about what guys think, how they think, what they do, why they do it, and how they do it. You know, so that's one of the things I really want to start bringing to the forefront. And like I said, the game plan is to really be open, honest. I know a lot of people might not like it, but hey, it is what it is. So on today's podcast, my question is simple. It's a very simple question. Why do men cheat? Because a lot of times men have a really, really, really good woman that is doing everything that she need to do. She's kind-hearted, loving, that Christian lady. She's hard-working, devoted mother. She have kids, if they have kids together or they don't, however that situation falls. She take care of the house. She takes care of him. And yet, our brothers go out there, well, our fellas, guys, let's just say brothers, guys go out there and do some ridiculous junk. I mean, mess it up for the good ones. Because you know, fellas, when you mess over a good woman, it takes that woman a long time to recover from that, especially if she loved you. She gave you her heart and soul. She put everything she had into that relationship. And you end up doing some ridiculously stupid by going out there cheating on her with somebody that doesn't care two shakes of a tail feather whether you live or died. Or she just twerked 2 seconds longer or harder or something ridiculously stupid. She did it and you went out there and just fell for it. You know. So my question was to several people was, why do men cheat? And I got some interesting responses. Very, very, very interesting. That I'm going to share with some with you. Well, some of them I'll share with you today. Well, I'll probably share. I can share all of them with you today. Then give you my own personal viewpoint of it. Because, I mean, it makes no sense, personally, for guys to go out here and do some stupid like that. It really don't. I don't get it. But not understanding why they did it is the it is more frustrating, because if you understood why men do what they did, maybe you could help them not do it, basically. But we're going to get into that discussion here in a few minutes, but I'm going to take a quick minute. I'm going to pause right quick and everything. So I will be back very shortly. Welcome back to the Purpose of a Gentleman podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Wilson. And before the break, I was about to get ready to dive into this wonderful conversation about why do men cheat. And like I said, I've heard some interesting responses. So I'm going to dive into that right now before I give you my own personal viewpoint, take on that. Several people I've talked to said that lack of communication, which I can understand. There are times that guys cheat over the simple fact of the matter is that something is going on in the relationship with between him and his lady friend, wife, girlfriend, however you want to say it, depending on the situation that they're in, and something he don't like, and instead of him being open and honest about letting her know that he don't like it, he decides to go out there and mess around. Decides to go out there and cheat on her. Like an idiot. I'm just going to be blunt. And going out there cheating is not a smart move when the situation could be rectified by just sitting down talking about it. But hey, nah. Sometimes we don't make smart moves. We don't make smart choices. We are not the brightest in the book at times when it comes to relationship. So it causes issues if we don't sit down and talk to each other, communicate, hey, look, something is wrong. I don't like this, so I feel like this should be done this way, a certain way. Just a smaller argument about a phone conversation or a small little argument about hair, any little thing can trigger something of that nature. Another one was it was lack of communication, and it was also respect. Guys really don't have respect for their woman. They don't have respect for the relationship, going out there cheating, you know. And I can see that too. You know, if you respect the person that you with, that simply means, hey, look, don't go out there and do it. If you respect her enough, if you can sit there and tell her, baby, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. You said I do. That means you have some level of respect. But once you go out there and cheat on her, all the respect goes out the window. Because you literally spitting in the face of her and that relationship. And if you're married, you pretty much spitting in the relationship in the face of God. You know, because you broke a sacred oath to him, you know, when y'all said I do. So I feel like respect plays a part in a man cheating from what I was told, and I can see that. Another one is trust. That's something else that I heard, and I can understand that too. The crazy part about this is that a lot of guys, it's not about the whole cheating thing. It's more of trust. Guys have a lot of trust issues. Women, I'm gonna let y'all know right now. Fellas have trust issues worse than you think they do. They don't trust women, especially if they know what the woman's past is, which is always good sometimes, that you need to keep that past in the past, to be blunt honest. Don't talk about it, don't bring it up. Some people I've heard say, yeah, it's good to let you know all about me and everything. That's good for some people. That's not good for everybody, because everybody can't handle that. Some guys take that and just go south with it because they're so scared that you're going to cheat on them. You're going to dog them the way you was messing around with all these other guys, till the simple fact of the matter is that, hey, I'm just like them. What makes me different? Even though you could tell me that I'm different, but at the end of the day, what really makes me different? So it's a scared situation. It's trust. a man has to know that he can trust you. Because if a man opens his heart up to you, that's saying a lot. Because guys just don't give their hearts away. I'm just going to be blunt honest. I know women don't do it either. But a lot of women I think do more than men. In so many ways. In so many essence. So it's about trust. You know, so we got communication, trust, and, man, I forgot the second one I talked about. That's communication. And honesty, something like that. Okay. But one of the key things to a man's cheating is honestly, it's crazy. And this is my viewpoint. This is my take on it. But I don't know if you all agree. And if you do, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. I can understand. But we'll talk about that as soon as we come back from this quick little break. So bear with me, and I'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Purpose of a Gentleman podcast. I am your host, Kevin Wilson. And right before that break, I was about to give you my viewpoint when it came to the reason why men cheated. And I talked about several other viewpoints earlier in the segment, and I could understand all three viewpoints. But here's my personal take on it. Men cheat. Some of them do, not saying all of them, some do, and this is just, again, this is my viewpoint. This doesn't mean this is the overall superhuman, godly, spiritual answer to life. Yeah, like the heavens has opened up and revealed it. No, it did not. This is just a man that has been through those situations. I've been on both sides of that yard. I've did some cheating, and I've been cheated on. So I, from my take on it, the reason why I think some men cheat, and like again, this is just my personal take, is that we don't know what life, we don't know what we want out of life. You know, to be blunt honest. Some of us are like a deer in the headlights. We have no clue what we want. We talk the game of, oh, we want this, I want this, I want a family, I want two or three kids, I want a woman that looks like this, this, and this, I want a woman that looks like that, you know, I want a thick lady, I want a petite lady, I want a smart woman, I want an looks from other people and your homeboys. Man, give me something to brag on. Man, I hit that. I knocked that off. You know, even though I got a good girl at home, man, she's straight, man. I want to hit that. Whatever my eyes see, I go for. You know, which is the most stupidest, ignorant, dumbest thing that a man could ever do. You know, and I can honestly say that I was guilty of that, you know. Just trying to get something just so I can have something to brag about and be able to have something to talk to the fellas about. That's not what having been in a relationship is all about. You know, you don't have no respect for that woman that you call your girl or your wife sitting at home. If you still out here trying to rope run up and down these streets with your homeboys, trying to, you know, see what else you can get, or you want to test your game. A lot of times it was all about trying to test my game, man, to see if I still got it. Well, guess what? You got a woman at home, so you must have it. I mean, have you ever thought about that? You know, like, you got a chick at home. You got a beautiful queen at the house. You know, she might not be the prettiest thing in the world. She might not be the skinny, petite chick, the woman you want. She might not be the woman that you fantasized and all of that. But guess what? You picked her at the end of the day. You said that's what you wanted. Now all of a sudden, no, I don't want it. You know, fellas, don't be an idiot at the end of the day. Plain and simple. If you don't want the girl, let her go. Trust me, some other man do. Some other man would love to take what you call a headache off your hand and put a crown on her head and put her on a throne where she deserves. You know, and the ignorancy part about it is that most guys are blind to what they really have. You know, we are so wrapped up in trying to look good for others when it comes to women, till we're willing to go out there and manipulate the system to get what we want. But let me say this too, though. Women, I'm not going to let you off the hook, because a lot of you all know that there have been some good guys that have been manipulated by women outside of the house, which I still blame them too for that. That's their fault as well, because they was willing to be manipulated by that individual person. But there are some women that will put in more work to get a good man than they will put in a resume to get a good job. Plain and simple. They will turn trying to get a good man, trying to steal a good man from a woman. They'll make that out of their job, like their everyday job, instead of going out there and putting in the work to get your own. Because, and I hear so much, I want a good man, I want this, I want that. That's great. Okay, great. That's cool. Be my guest. But at the same time, too, though, are you willing to put in the work to get that good man? Because trust me, there still are some good men out there. I know some of them. You know, not one of them, but hey, that's a whole different ballgame. You know, and we as guys have let our physicalness, the presence of a beautiful, nice-shaped woman, blind us from actually pursuing or walking into the door of something that God has given us, has blessed us with. The crazy thing about it, the woman that you have at home right now could be your queen. But you out here looking for some peasants at the end of the day. You know, not saying every woman at home is a queen. You got to distinguish that for yourself. You know, is she doing what she need to do, you know, for as handling business and all that? But that's a whole different topic right there. That's a whole different topic. But like I said, my take was on it is that men don't understand what they truly want. And I think, honestly, a lot of men don't want to cheat. That's the crazy thing about it. A lot of men don't want to cheat. And I know that sounds stupid, but it's the honest truth. A lot of men don't want to cheat. Heck, I didn't want to cheat. Hell, I didn't want to cheat. You know, I've always wanted to settle down, have a family, and enjoy life. You know, always wanted the trips. Always wanted to go different places and spend time with that one person that I can say, hey, this is mine. This is the love of my life. My ride or die, as they will say, you know. But I wanted to be foolish. I didn't understand what having true love, what true love really meant, you know. And not understanding how to make sure that your queen that's at home is good and communicate with her if things are not going well. You know, asking her, what can I do to make life better for you at the end of the day? But brother man has learned, and a brother man has gotten better. I can definitely say that, you know. So, fellas, please show the woman that you have at home love first. Make sure you know what you want. And if you're in a relationship, sit down and talk to her. See, get to know each other. That's the crazy thing. It sounds crazy, but try it. Because what you think you know, you probably don't know. So sit down and just communicate with her. Let her know that she's special, that she means something to you. Let her know that she's your heart, your soul, your rock, your house. Let her know that your house is her house. Love her like no man has ever loved her before. And tell her that every now and then. I want to say thank you for listening to this podcast. I would ask that you subscribe, because I got a lot of more things coming up in the future. So I appreciate your time, your patience, and your energy. Till next time, juice for that, and juice for now. We'll be right back.